Good morning. I was just thinking the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And entering the season with joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we welcome you. Come on in. Those down the hall, those that are coming in, come on in. We're ready to go. We're going to jump right in. And it's Communion Sunday for those that are joining us online. Get communion ready. We'll be taking it this morning. But wow, the first Sunday of the new year. I hope you cut off the old, and so now you're putting on the new and pressing forward. Amen. And I love Philippians chapter 3, where it starts off and he says, brethren, he talks to all of us. He says, brethren, but he says, he talks about the joy, you know, the joy of pushing forward, the joy of apprehending what God has saved us for, the ultimate. And so that's what we're in for. So let's just stand and let's present ourselves living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, Father. We present ourselves. Let's just say this together. I present myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you this morning. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I say, come, Holy Spirit. Glorify Jesus. Magnify Him. And we lift our voices to you this morning, offering the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving glory and honor and blessing. Let's just bless Him this morning. Let's just thank Him right now for what He's doing. We give you honor and glory and all blessing to King of Glory. Come in and inhabit our praises. Holy Spirit, come right now. We thank you, Jesus, right now. We worship you in spirit and in truth. And we give all praise and glory and honor and blessing to the King of Glory. Jesus, 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 no one like you. You are awesome in this place. And we bless you this morning.
You are so awesome in this place, oh God. Because where there is new wine, there is new power. There is new freedom. The kingdom is here. I lay down my old flame to carry your new. In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil, I now surrender. You are breaking Cause where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom. The kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry the new fire today. Cause where there is new wine, there is new power. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. Came here with nothing. All you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Crown. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. Break down the walls. and I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. Do whatever you want to. I will make room for you to do whatever you want to.
Making war in the heavenlies, tearing down principalities, standing firm. hear the Lord saying to us, I am the living God, for I am alive, and I am alive in you, and your life is in me, and my life is in you. But the Lord says, my life is also around you. My life is where you go, and my life is where you take me. And the Lord says that my life and my light shatter darkness and unravel death. The Lord says that there is a new dimension of life here today in our presence that we can lay hold of, that we can grab, because there is a fresh impartation that He is releasing, that this is a day, this is a year of life and life in abundance. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Declares, there is my light that shines brightly, so much more brightly, that when you move with my light, and the world cannot destroy it. The world is shattered because of my light that I have placed in you. You are my light. You are the light of the world, and you can go forward through the darkness, because the darkness is shattered. Every time you move, every time you awake, the darkness is shattered, because I am your light, and I live in you, for you, and through you, for my victory, in the name of Jesus.
You are alive. The light within us shining brightly. Yes, you are alive. Bringing life, life. We are possessing our land through faith and praise and power, taking a stand with the Holy Ghost and power. And in the name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus,
that's it.
possessing the land. Place. your glory on their wings. The voice of many waters can hear the angels sing. Oh, holy, holy, you're so holy. Holy, you're so worthy, God.
Lord showed me we have to have faith and believe. I saw two angels, one on each side of her. And as she was declaring the word that we are the light, the Lord said, we are the light. The light dwells on the inside of us. The Lord said, there's no darkness in me. The Lord said, have faith. The world believed that people can be possessed by demons. We are possessed. Hallelujah, by God. And God sent the angels. And God said, believe me. The Lord said, some of you are in the valley of decision. The Lord said, follow me. Put your total trust in me, said the Lord. For I am the light. There's no darkness in me. Come, said the Lord. Come, said the Lord. The Lord said, this is the hour of salvation. The Lord said, go forth. The Lord said, I will cause my light to shine so bright that I'm causing those that will draw to me, said the Lord. Your family, your children. The Lord said, now is the time of salvation. Believe me, for my angel have drawn the sword, said the Lord. Go forth in victory. See me, said the Lord. See the salvation of the Lord. For the light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon thee, saith the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lift your hands this morning. This is the realm of his glory. Just lift your hands and experience this realm. It's a new realm. We broke into a new dimension this morning. There's a new realm of glory being poured out. So just receive this morning.
Holy God, creating, commanding, transcendent Adonai, defending love, destroying sin, the warrior divine, forgiving, redeeming from every tribe and tongue, arising first, the nail-scarred lamb, salvation's champion. pursuing, reclaiming to restore.
Sing that again.
Romancing, pursuing, reclaiming to restore. Releasing hearts, transforming lives through the lion's mighty roar. Romancing, pursuing, reclaiming to restore. You're releasing hearts, transforming lives, the lion's mighty
and favor and love. Saturate us now, Lord, with that new wine, with new wineskins. Before you pour in the new wine, there has to be new wineskins. So we present ourselves this morning. We make room for you. New wineskins. For the new wine of your glory and your presence. We thank you. We welcome. Welcome the sealing, Father, of all that we proclaimed and declared and sung and prophesied. We thank you for sealing it this morning. Holy Spirit, seal it in our hearts that we might run. And not be weary, walk and not faint. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So we receive a renewing, a new strength, the power on the inside of Holy Spirit, a fresh outpouring, a fresh renewing. As we enter into, Father, this new season, this new year, we thank you for just a new revelation of Jesus and Holy Spirit. A new manifestation, not just a revelation, but a manifestation. We welcome a manifestation of the glory and the fullness of Jesus to begin to fill the earth in a fresh and a new way. We thank you for the acceleration, Father, of your presence that's invading the earth. And we thank you that we're seeing the answer to the prayers of your saints and your believers. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Right here, right now. No more delay. We welcome, Father, the manifestation of the open heaven. We thank you for open doors right now. We thank you that we open the door of our hearts. And we say, come right now. Manifest your glory in these vessels. We thank you for a revelation of the glory of the Lord and these vessels that are the temple of Holy Spirit. So we welcome. Seal it now, Holy Spirit. All that's been sung this morning was sung declared prophetically what you are doing, what you are saying, that we're moving from the defense onto the offense. And we say to the Lion of Judah, roar, roar on the inside of us right now. Roar. Let the sound of the roar of the Lion of Judah begin to fill and saturate the heavenlies. Let it begin to fill the earth right now. Roar, Lion of Judah, roar. Roar, Lion of Judah, roar. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, ha ha ha. Wow. Woo. Amen. Wow. Well, you may be sitting. Maybe this is just a good time before the kids get dismissed that we're going to receive or do communion. I was going to wait till after. If you followed the process, and I appreciated Amy sharing with me just the progression of her songs this morning. But you can't move unless you make room for Him. You can't move into doing war in the heavenlies till you have a revelation of truth. And the songs we sang, move and in the offense and the Lion of Judah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like Sundays lately, I just feel like I need to drop the mic. Because God's saying it all. And I could preach out of the songs this morning, just the revelation. One of these days I'm going to do that. Because I don't think you realize that we're not just singing nice songs. We're declaring, we're releasing the word of God. How full of the word the songs that, and I appreciate it. You say you're a word church, but our songs are full of the word. And so you're singing, you're praying, you're prophesying. When you're singing, you're declaring over you. You're releasing something in the heavens. So I appreciate that. So if you don't have a communion cup, they'll get the basket there. Just raise your hand. Keep your hand up until they get down here. If you didn't pick one up, just remind you on the first Sunday of the month. And I know we're doing back-to-back Sundays. Taking communion, but I think we're in a good place this morning right now to take it. Amen. Because He is the Lamb of God. His blood was shed for the remission of our sins, but He's also the Lion of Judah. And the lion's roaring right now. We're moving from just the lamb and salvation. We're moving into the roar of the lion. Oh, I have to hold myself back because I just get so much confirmation of where we're going, what He wants, and oh, we'll take communion and then we get on with it. So if you got a cup and just take the wafer out of there. We're doing this in remembrance of Him, and as He's unfolding revelation and manifestation of the fullness of Jesus. Each time we take this, we're doing and sealing that new revelation. We're not staying stagnant.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So take this, and if you, it's not about being a member of a church or denomination. It's about a relationship Amen. With Jesus Christ. And if you have a relationship with Him, you are the body of Christ. You're His body. Amen? And this wafer, this bread represents His body that's broken for you. This cup represents His blood. So you're literally reminding yourself and doing it in remembrance all that He's done, even what He's revealing right now, His fullness. So we invite you, and I'd love to make the corporate confession of our faith together. And so if you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, this is a good time. You can just pray this, because it says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, yes. you're saved. Yes. But you have to believe that Jesus died for you, yes. that He was crucified, yes. took care of the sin nature, forgave you of your sins. He was buried, and you were buried with Him. He saw your old man. And not only were you buried with Him, But when he came out of the grave, you came out with him in resurrection life, newness of life. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Woo! So let's make this confession boldly together. Make it bold. If you believe it, man, I keep hearing all these songs going through my head this morning. If we're going to walk in authority, authority is in your voice.
Amen.
When Jesus taught, they said, they took notice that he was one in authority. The devil only recognizes authority in your voice.
That's right. Amen.
Okay, let's pray. Let's declare this. Say, Father,
I declare
with great boldness. I'm bold as the Lion of Judah, and I make my confession. Whoa. Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for taking my sins. Thank you that my sin, my old man, and my sin nature was nailed on that cross. I thank you, you bear it in your body. I thank you, your blood was shed for the remission of my sins. I believe in my heart that you died for me, that you were buried. And when you were buried, I was buried with you. And when you came out of that grave, in resurrection power, I came out with you. And I am now walking in resurrection power because I confess Jesus is Lord of my life. I welcome you to sit on the seat of my heart as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I confess Jesus is Lord of my life, and I receive him now as my Savior, as my Lord, and my coming King, in Jesus' name. Now take his body.
Hallelujah.
It says, by his stripes you are healed. Not only did he take your sins and nail it to the cross, but the Bible says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. His body was broken for you, that by his stripes you would be healed. So by faith you receive salvation. By faith we receive healing in the redemption of Jesus. So as you're eating this, just receive your healing, whatever it is. He knows what it is. And he's already taken care of it. In the breaking of his body. Let's do this right now. Let healing of the mind right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just as the healing of the soul, but let healing of the mind, and let it go into your body. Let pain go in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. Every malfunctioning part of my body that's not functioning according to the way you created it. Align it now, right now. Pain go. Disease go. Infirmities go. Sicknesses go. In the name of Jesus. Father, everything that's in the atmosphere right now. COVID go. Flu go. Respiratory illness go. Colds go. Everything in the atmosphere that's being transmitted, Father, we break its power right now in the name of Jesus. And we release your word into those that, Father, are standing in faith.
Yes, Lord.
And declare, by your stripes, they're healed.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Just receive. There's respiratory coming into the lungs right now. Healing in the lungs. in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Do something you couldn't do. Coughs go right now. This lingering cough that's been released, Father. We command it to let go and go in the name of Jesus. Every symptom in our body that's malfunctioning, we command it to go in Jesus' name. Speak healing right now to your body, to your organs, your body parts right now. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He dwells in you. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, if it's living on the inside of you, it's bringing healing and health right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we're moving from a time of just being healed to walking in divine healing.
Yes.
This is our portion right now. This is the bread of your children. So we thank you for your body. Take the cup now. This cup is his blood shed for the remission of sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And we thank you, Jesus. You shed your blood on the cross, but it didn't stop there. You ascended into the heavenlies, into the Holy of Holies. The veil that was rent, you went through the holy place into the Holy of Holies and took your blood and placed it on the mercy seat.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for mercy, forgiveness of sins. Let's drink this in remembrance of him. Father, we now send your word right now.
Yes.
To those that are shut in, those that are watching, we send your word and we declare by your stripes they're healed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Just pray it over your loved ones, over those that you know you have influence with. Thank you right now, Lord. Quick recovery. New strength, new restoration right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 We'll do a couple things. We're doing pretty good here, I think. I don't know. Before we dismiss the kids, a couple of announcements. We want to pray for Michelle and Chris. Where'd Chris go? Oh, he's right there. Okay, he's working. Chris and Michelle, this is their last Sunday until May. And they're not snowbirds yet. They're working on that. But they're going to be going to the Philippines to finish some work with her mom's ashes and taking that there, and also doing some work, closing out some things there. And so I want to pray for them. Just let you know, pray for David Hurley and his family right now. It was your stepfather, is that right? His stepfather went on to be with the Lord, and the service is this week. And so we want to cover the Hurley family. Let's do that right now. Just stretch your hands. Father, we thank you over David and his family right now and grandchildren right now in the name of Jesus. Cover his mother with the peace of God. Let their father be a revelation of Jesus this week. We thank you for not only the peace of God, but the comfort of Holy Spirit to come upon their family as they celebrate David's a father's life in the name of Jesus. Let there be great celebration, great joy, but great sharing of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands. We're going to pray for Marlene and her family. Father, we thank you for Marlene right now. We bind the spirit of death that came against her and tried to take their grandson out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we declare life to him. We declare his right mind right now in the name of Jesus. And we surround Marlene and Faye right now in the name of Jesus. We cover them, all the grandchildren, the extended family in the name of Jesus. We pray for a great awakening to come out of this and the fear of God to come over them in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for great comfort for Marlene as you surround her. Thank you for a greater boldness that, Father, it will not shut her voice, but, Father, it will become stronger and louder with greater authority in the name of Jesus. She's not backing up and not backing down in the name of Jesus. Just infuse her right now with a fresh impartation of Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Chris and Michelle, come on up and we're going to pray for you. They're going to be doing some mission work there. Neil and is it Teresa? Neil and Teresa, they're with Isaac. And if you remember, they were here and shared a little bit. I forget when it was, a year and a half ago. Michelle and Chris connected with them, and it happens to be in the same city they're going to be visiting, that they do their outreach to our orphans. And so part of them going there is to enhance them. Do you want to say anything on that? Let me. Yeah, you tell about it instead of me.
Yeah, it's amazing the work they're doing there. There is, in the city of Manila, there's a prison there, and there are children that are orphaned because their parents are in prison, and they kind of just live and hang out near the prison. So Neil and Teresa began a work to minister to these kids, providing food and water and clothing, and it's just an ongoing work to basically, you know, keep these kids. And so they see them on a daily basis and are raising up a group, have raised up a large group in the city to be available to minister to these kids.
How many kids are there?
It's like 250.
Every week,
pretty large.
So they're going there, and so they're not only going just for personal reasons, they're going there as ministry and called to Philippines. So we say to Arlene, you got reinforcements coming.
Yeah.
And and they're going to be there until May. And
we've got a couple things to do with the estate of Michelle's mom there in the Philippines, and then something in California. And then besides that, there's things that we wanted to do when we retired. So we're just combining that all together.
So when you refire,
that's right.
I don't like retire. We're refiring. Retire from the corporate. So stretch your hands. What a privilege to send them over there. They're going on a mission, and we've sown a lot over the years into the Philippines. And Arlene's over there plowing, and now we're sending a reinforcement. So, Father, we thank you for Chris and Michelle. Thank you for this assignment that's more than just Father taking care of her mother's affairs and estate right now. We ask for favor. They have favor with you, and now favor with God to do everything they need to do to close out, but Father, and set things in order. But we thank you, you're going to open up, Father, opportunities with Neil and Teresa right now in Manila right now with the children. Mm-hmm. We thank you that our true religion is ministering to the orphans. And so we thank you, Father. They have a heart right now to bring love and show them the love of God. And so we send them right now on this assignment. Yes. We thank you, Father. We cover them. Let Father revival break out right now among these children that are least, Father, in the kingdom. And Father, we thank you and praise you for what Chris and Michelle carry, all that, Father, you've imparted here in this congregation. So we thank you. We send them as an apostolic mission right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. So they assured that they're not leaving. They're just on assignment. So we got a lot of people on assignment. Now let's pray for the children right now. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the children, this next generation, and the generation after them. We thank you that you're pouring out a fresh anointing, a fresh outpouring, a fresh encounter of the Word and Holy Spirit, that there's no junior Holy Spirit, that they're going to begin to walk in not only the revelation of Jesus, but in the power and the glory of God. So we thank you for those that minister. We thank you for Chase and her team. We cover them. And thank you, Father, that you're growing the team as, Father, the youth are coming in and the youth ministries. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, so, wow. Where do you go after that? Okay, let me see if I can bring some of it together. it's hard to believe it's the first Sunday of the new year. It seems like we've already been the new year for a long time, from last Sunday. And I hope you had a great New Year's. Our Christmas with our family was actually New Year's. And so we have 20 grandchildren, many of them getting married now, and so they're adding. So we got a lot of in-laws that got a share time. So we said a couple years ago, what day can all of you give the whole day to celebrate Christmas, because we're not locked into a specific day? And they all said a New Year's. We said, great. Well, it just happened that this year, New Year's, being with Michigan and the Rose Bowl, added a lot. And then my son Robert, for those who have been following us, brought all the puppies down. So we had 8 puppies besides 36 of our family members there for New Year's. It was a celebration. And wow. Just start the New Year's. I feel like I'm still in New Year's with all that and celebration. But boy, you energized me this morning just seeing your faces. You know, there's so much going on out there in the realm of sickness and illness and people in the hospital. And just seeing you pressing through and rebounding and coming back. It's good to see you. You know, this is a time that we're going to break through in some dimensions we haven't been before. And so it's good to be a part of people that just don't lay down and don't give up. And as we were singing this morning, we're going on the offense. If we play defensive long enough, we're going on the offense. And you can do okay on defense, but you can't win many games if all you are is defensive minded. And so we're seeing that. So we're going on the offense. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things, several things Holy Spirit gave me as we get into, I really don't know where we're going, but a couple of things He gave me this morning I wrote down. We talked about focus and growing pains. And I want to emphasize that growing pains are not in the natural, although that's going to be happening as shakings come. That's growing pain. But growing pains are in the spirit. And I want to say to grow in the Spirit is going to cost you growing pains. And I appreciate Amy starting off with that, make room for Him. If you don't make room for Him, he won't come in. And you got to make room for Him. And so we're going to talk about that this morning, because it's really important we understand what's transitioning. We're in the decade of the Hebrew word for the mouth. But this one is also the mouth and the open door and speaking. Last week we started about speaking. I want to pick up speaking. It's not enough just to believe in your heart. You have to confess with your mouth. And that word confession means to say the same things that God is saying. It's not enough for you just to be a positive thinker. We're not talking about that. Or it's not enough for you just to not be a bad talker and say bad words. If the devil can shut your mouth from speaking His word, without His word going forth, there is no breaking out and breaking into new things. And so this is a year where God is releasing the roar of the line of Judah, but the roar is in our mouth. And I want to show you that just in Scripture where we were last week. So I want to talk about that. I heard this morning, He says that this year you're going to get a revelation that your body is the temple of Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh dear. Don't get so excited about that. Because when you get a revelation, it's going to cause massive growing pains.
Yep.
Growing pains causes great discomfort. You know, growing pains, there's comfort. That's why it's called growing pains. There's you've never been this way before. And I heard Holy Spirit say, you're going to get a revelation that's going to transform your life when you understand you are the temple of Holy Spirit. You're not going to be the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And as we're singing that, you sing holy, holy, holy. You're declaring that Holy Spirit is holy in you. Now stay with me this morning because I think we're going somewhere.
Let's go.
I know Holy Spirit's going somewhere. I just have to line up with where he's going. No, oh, back up. Okay. Philippians 3:1 says this. You don't have to turn there. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. I want to tell you, if you say, well, pastors preached this before, that's all right. And I don't mind, I'm trying to relax of preaching repetitively to you the same things. But Paul says it's a safeguard for you that you keep hearing the same things. I remember years ago, I understand now, I didn't understand this young man, Fred Price would talk about, and he'd say, the Word of God is constantly pregnant, giving birth to new revelation. And I would listen to Fred Price and watch him on television, and 20 years later, I'd turn him on and watch him, and he'd be saying the same things. It was the message of faith. And I say, you know, he hasn't changed at all. Well, then I understood what he said. It says, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. It's always present tense. And he says he's going to keep preaching it until he sees transformation of people walking in what he's preaching.
Yes. There you go. Amen. Amen.
So if we really believe the word, we'd start to see.
Yes.
Manifestations of what the word wants to produce. If we're not seeing it, why do we want to move on to new revelation? And I'm going to just be real direct with you. As we start the new year, we get excited, and I'm listening to the prophets and all those that are releasing new things for the global, but shut that down until you get revelation for yourself. I listen to it, but if you're not walking in victory, I'm guaranteeing you that what's happening in the world is not going to set you free.
Yes. That's right. That's good.
You think that these global things that it's just going to mess you up. It's going to cause depression.
Yes. That's good.
So what God wants to do is set you free, and then you can move out into the global. And I'll just give you something. When you're listening to the prophetic words, I believe they're giving us what we need to be praying about.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Because in the praying, if we're praying and believing the word of God, it will either change the situation of that word, or it will cause, you know, some other, but we need to be praying these situations.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So I won't go there. That's not what my message, I don't think it is.
Okay.
So last week we ended with Ephesians chapter 6, 17. It says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, it's important you put on the whole armor of God. Everything is for defensive purposes, but the sword is the only offensive weapon. And it says the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. It says this in John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life, The flesh profits nothing. The words or rhema that I speak to you are spirit and are life. So the words he speaks to us are spirit and life. But I want to take it from there and give you just another reason why the word has to be in our mouth. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. You know this, if most of us have memorized it, if we've been around a long time. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. This is what this verse says. For the word of God is living and active and sharper. That word living also means it's producing energy. It's full of energy. When you got the word operating and living in you, it's causing energy.
Come on. Amen.
You understand that? If you feel, I don't have any more energy, what's your level of the word? For the word is active and it's alive. If it's living in you, it will continue to be active. There's not going to be a shutdown on the power grid of God's power.
Amen.
It may shut down the natural power grids. This food supply may go, but man, if I got the word of God working on the inside, if he brought ravens to Elijah, he can bring a cow to me. Not that you don't do those things, but I'm saying there's a word that's active and alive. And notice what it says. It says, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. I want to tell you right now that the word this year is going to cut.
Yes.
That's growth pains. If you're in the word, it's going to cut. And it's going to cut things out that are not of him so that it can make room for him to come in. New wine with new wineskins. New wineskins, there's a cutting. Circumcision, there's a cutting of the flesh. So it says the word is active, it's alive, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing. This is a year of cutting off all that's not of him. Are you following this? We can't back down. I hear the word. It's been confirmed. I believe it. I'm talking to myself. I'm preaching to myself. I'm going to give you an illustration why we're reading Proverbs. And it's not going to be fun reading Proverbs. If you think it's going to be fun reading Proverbs, you're not reading Proverbs. Because Proverbs is going to cut. It's going to slice up. It's going to pierce. And notice what it says here in verse 12. Any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit. How far is that? That's pretty deep. It's going to separate between your soul and spirit man. It's going to reverse your soul from controlling you to the spirit sits on top. It's not saying you're going mindless. You're not going to not stop using your mind and be all spirit. But he's going to reverse the soul that's controlling and operating in our lives so that the spirit man is in control. It's going to pierce what's of the soul and the flesh and divide between spirit and soul. Look what it says. Of both joints and marrow, that's pretty deep, able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. This is the cutting. The Spirit of God wants to judge between your thoughts and what's really in your heart. This is deep stuff. This is deliverance on massive steroids. Right now, and if you listen to reports right now, depression, mental illness is on the high rise. And it's not just, special cases or the elderly. It's the youth.
Yes, amen.
But God's got a antidote for mental illness. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. The mind of your spirit has to be renewed. And you start operating out of the mind of your spirit. And your soul is secondary. Everybody got this? So this is important. Whoa, I got this other scripture. I'm trying to hold off. Let's read again. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Verse 13, I just popped up. And there is no creature hidden from his sight. Woo, when you start to get in there, there's nothing you can hide. This year is where he's piercing everything. He's cutting everything. I always think of this. You can choose to allow it to cut, or you go to plan B. I never like plan B. So you get to choose. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. You get to choose. You can do it God's way, or if you're going to be resistant, it's going to happen anyway. Because he's exposing the intentions of the heart and the motives of the heart. He's dividing. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him whom we have to do. Now the next part tells about great high priest, and I'm not going there until maybe next week, because we moved into a new priestly order. And he's breaking us out of the old mindset of prayer and priestly order into a new one. I'm going to talk about that, but not today. Now go to Revelation chapter 19. See the progression. The word of God, or the sword of the spirit, is the word of God, right? We saw that. And the word is spirit and life. And then in Hebrews chapter 4, we see that the sword is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's for piercing. Now let's see where Jesus is going with all that's going on in the world. In chapter 19, verse 11, and I saw heaven open. It's a time of open heavens. The doors of heaven are open. Revelation's available, and we'll get to that in a minute. But he told John, come on up. He's saying to us corporately, come on up. Come out of your mess and coming into new revelation. Amen? So he's saying, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. Now, if we say that the line of Judah, and Jesus is coming back as the line of Judah, he came first time as the Lamb of God and saved us from our sins, but he's coming back as the line of Judah. What is the line of Judah's purpose? To wage war. This is a year of great war. It's a war over everything. But the war that we need to know is it's a war of words and communication. Yep. That's why we're reading Proverbs, and we're going to get there in just a minute. But look what it says. Who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges. The line of Judah is coming to judge everything that's not his. The sword of the Spirit's going to cut. It's piercing. Yes. Are you ready? We'll see. He judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. I wonder what that name is. Woo! But look what it says in verse 13. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
All right, all right.
Ooh. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. He's coming back, we believe that. From his mouth comes a sharp sword. Those that are on the white horses are those that have got the word in their mouth here and have cleansed themselves in all righteousness, made themselves ready for the bridegroom. They're the bride of Christ. And he's coming back, and he's coming back with those that have conquered on earth by putting that same sword of the Spirit in their mouth. This is a transition year. It's not a year to relax and sit back and observe. You could do that. Someone said at our family thing, you know, it's just fun to sit there and watch it, all the activity. People watch. Not a time to news watch. Oh, an earthquake's happened. Oh, yeah, that's this. Oh, isn't this exciting? It's not a time to sit back. The word of God and the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him. The key is they're following him who learned to follow him when they were on earth. They made themselves ready as the bride of Christ. He's coming back for a bride that has made herself ready with the word of God, that has gone through this process, that looked like Jesus. We say, what does Jesus look like? We know he's got the word in his mouth and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So he's telling us right now, get the word in your mouth and start to release the word. Confess what he's confessing. Speak what he's speaking. Because the armor, if I go before he comes, I want to be part of that comes back. And I think those in the rapture are the ones that have made themselves ready, that are on those white horses with him. So if you want to come back on the white horses, you better have the word of God in your mouth like he has the word of God in his mouth. And you're speaking it out.
Yes, amen, amen, amen.
From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations and will rule them with an iron rod. See, authority is only in the word. And it's not just speaking the word. The word has to be in you. It has to govern you first. That's why you get born again. And Jesus is the Word. It says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. What we're in is a year when the Word starts to become flesh. And it starts to look like Jesus. The Word in our mouth like a two-edged sword. And it's piercing. And it's out there to rule and strike down unrighteousness.
Yeah.
We got to speak.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen. I'll tell you, this is going to be a wild year.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You think it's already been wild? Oh, man. Buckle your seats. But from his mouth goes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations. So he's coming back to do this, but now he's telling us that we're to do that now. He'll strike down nations, and he will rule them with an iron rod, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woo! You want to know how it's going to end up? This is how it's going to end up. What's happening in between? He's making a bride ready that looks just like him. That's why this year is known as the year of the open door, or the decade of the mouth. It's a war of your words. Are you everybody still with me? Okay, so that was just kind of to recap last week. In fact, I was just sitting and let me give this to families, because I released this to our family on New Year's Day, and it was Proverbs 24. because I heard the prophet saying it bears witness that this is going to be a year of the restoration of the family. All of us have some dysfunction in our family. If you don't have any dysfunction, come, you can do this. I'll sit down and listen, but... And this is Proverbs 24, verse 23. And I got a couple of witnesses out here. Besides Apostle Linda, that can tell you that I released this. I was praying it as we prayed our breakfast to start our day off. And something hit the house, came in there that I didn't think I was going to get out. They started praying in tongues around me, and I just kept going. I mean, it was a prophecy. I didn't think I was going to get out of it. I looked around, and all, you know, were standing there with this intensity. And then I heard, this is the year of the family. So this is what I'm releasing to you. Proverbs 24, it's out the Passion, verse 3. Wise people are builders. They build families, businesses, and communities. And through intelligence and insight, their enterprises are established and endure. Because of their skilled leadership, the hearts of people are filled with the treasures of wisdom and the pleasures of spiritual wealth. Wisdom can make anyone into a warrior, and revelation knowledge increases strength. So this is before we can restore communities, and they'll tell you, we got to restore families. And families are a mess. Yes. The government's not helping us to get out of the family mess. It's compiling the problems. It's telling you that they got the answers for your family, taking away your right. Come on. You're going to hear a lot about this year. But Father, I declare right now over everyone here, you said wise people, and we thank you. We're a wise people because the word of God's dwelling on the inside. And we thank you. We have the spirit of wisdom and revelation dwelling in us, and therefore we're wise. And not only are we wise, but we have the strategies to build strong families. And I declare a restoration of families. All the prodigals right now, they're coming back to their senses. And we command right now, awakening right now, that Father, they come to their senses. They come back. Father, to the Father in Jesus' name. So all the prodigals, awakening in our families, in our relationship, in marriages, in children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We thank you that this is a time of family restoration that you're pouring out. It's a fulfillment of Malachi chapter 4 that says you're turning the hearts of fathers and mothers back to their children and turning the children's hearts back to their fathers and mothers. And we thank you that, Father, when we build families, then we can build strong businesses that endure, Father, that, Father, are successful. And from that, Father, we build strong communities. So it starts with each one of us right now and the Spirit of God on the inside of us, that you're quickening us right now, that we're part, Father, of, Father, restoring communities, but it starts with restoring our relationship with you and with our spouses and our children, our children's children. And we thank you right now, Father, that you're calling them back in Jesus' name. Make that your scripture for the coming year for families. Amen. And put the names in that. So that's just a little side. Okay. It says in Revelation 2 and 3, two things it says at the to the seven churches. It ends by saying, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. It's critical this year that you hear clearly and accurately what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And then it says, to him who overcomes. He connects that. If you're not hearing, you're not going to overcome. Don't be praying to be overcome if you're not hearing accurately, because hearing accurately is how you're going to overcome. Are you with me? The Word of God is essential this year. You got to get out of all excuses.
Come on.
Excuse time's over.
Amen.
So, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. and he who overcomes, there's reward. Don't worry about the rewards. They'll take care of themselves. You got to hear so that you overcome. He'll take care of the rewards. With that, I want to take you why we're reading Proverbs. So I'm going to give you a little taste of how to read Proverbs. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 1. Let's start there. I'm just going to go through these first 7 days because you're supposed to start on New Year's Day.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just do this the best I can. Woo. Proverbs chapter 1. I'm doing this out of Psalms. You can do it out of whatever translation, but Psalms to me makes it so, or Proverbs. Proverbs 1. And doing it out of the Passion. Too many P's. Psalms, Proverbs, and Passion. Get going too fast. Okay, Proverbs chapter 1. Why are we reading that? Because we got to have the sword in our mouth. And it has a two-edged sword. It's going to cut. So reading the Proverbs will cut every area of your life. It's going to address every area. Whew. Every area. Say, what about? It's going to cut it. And so this is what it says in starting in chapter 1, verse 1. And I'll go through every chapter. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm going to show you how, just in these 7 days, I've extracted a word for me, why it's important. Verse 1 and 1. Here are kingdom revelations. That should stop right there. That should be enough for you to be in Revelation. That's it. Go home. For in here are kingdom revelations. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So in here are kingdom revelations. Here in here are the keys to the kingdom. You want keys? Revelation are the keys to the kingdom. Here are the kingdom revelation. Words to live by. Not just read and study. These are words to live by. Matthew 4:4 says, Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If Jesus was living by every word, and how do we know? He says, I can only speak what I've heard the Father speak. Woo! Every word in this book are words to live by. Proverbs, every word in Proverbs. And Solomon was called the most wise person to ever live. He didn't ask for riches or glory or fame. He asked for wisdom. And wisdom gave him riches, glory, and fame. We got to get it in right order.
Yes, amen.
Here are kingdom revelation. Words to live by, not just to think about.
Amen.
We've been thinking too long. Paralysis of analysis. It's killing us. And words of wisdom given to empower you to reign. Oh my goodness, that you ought to shut the book and say, I'm starting Revelation right now. I got to go home. Kingdom revelation, words to live by, and words of wisdom given to empower me to reign in life. Verse 3, 2, with it, that's verse 1. You should have read that on New Year's Day and said, oh my gosh, I can't get out of this. I'm just staying here. Doesn't matter if you finish the rest of Proverbs 1, next day went to 2, it doesn't matter. You got enough to live on. Within these sayings, verse 2, will be found. Look what it says. will be found. It doesn't say it's just going to be osmosis. Apostle Linda asked me to read something she was thinking about Daniel, and the Passion now has Daniel. And so I read something, and we go into bed, and I said, wow, that was good. I said, I'm just going to put this under my pillow in osmosis. I'm just going to let it go into me. Doesn't they said they'll be found. It's not osmosis. It's not you thinking, man, you know, when it says stand on the word, putting it on the ground, standing on it, say I'm standing on the word. That's not what it's talking about. Are you out there? Within these sayings, not outside of these sayings, but inside these revelations, will be found the revelation of wisdom and the impartation of spiritual understanding. Use them as keys to unlock the treasures of true knowledge. Woo. Those who cling to these words will receive discipline. I'm going to tell you, I won't say discipline, but there's a cutting. The word's going to discipline us this year. And it's a cut. The word is a cutting, and it's going to cut between soul and spirit. So the things that Proverbs is, that's why I say, don't get all excited about reading Proverbs. When you start reading it like this, with revelation knowledge, Holy Spirit imparting, he's going to cover every area to the depths of your heart and the intentions of your heart. Those who cling to these words will receive, you will receive discipline. The discipline of the Father is not to take you out, but he loves you so much so that you can continue to reign.
Amen.
To demonstrate wisdom in every relationship and to choose what is right and just and fair. These proverbs will give you great skill to teach the immature and make them wise, to give youth the understanding of their design and destiny. For the wise, these proverbs will make them wiser. Woo! Doesn't matter where you at, you can get wiser. There's acceleration this year. You know what I saw when I was praying the other day walking? And at the end of this year, I don't even know who you are. You're going to transform so much in areas of your life. Things I hear about you dealing with are strong. I'm not going to hear about those. I'm going to say, who is that? What happened to that person? That's what's going to happen if you give yourself and cling to this. You can't stay the same. God loves you too much to leave you the way you are. He says, come as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you in that. Are you reading Proverbs like this?
Yes.
Read it out loud. You hear yourself read it and you go, whoa. These kingdom revelations will break open your understanding to unveil the deeper meaning of Proverbs. This is chapter 1. Okay, let me finish with chapter 1 and show you what I highlighted. In verse 21, you will hear wisdom's warnings as she preaches courageously to those who stop to listen. A key is you got to stop to listen. He's moving us out of always telling God what our prayers are and listening to what he's saying. He's giving you two ears, one mouth. So he wants you to listen twice as much as you speak. That's a cutting edge word for someone. Boy, that's cutting. Woo! Are you out there? Stop to listen. In our culture, it's hard to stop and listen. You go in a restaurant, and there's a family sitting there. Everyone's got their cell phones out, and there's no communication going on. Leave those, if you can't leave those out, then you're possessed.
Yes, that's true.
If your cell phone controls you and you can't control it, it's an idol. I don't know where all this is coming from. I told the Lord I'm not holding back.
Amen.
So Holy Spirit, well, to those who stop to listen, you'll gain wisdom. Those who will make this a priority. So I got these little things to remind me of a scripture like this. So mine is GSL. Apostle Linda was reading my passion. She says, what's GSL? God speaks and I listen. So all through the Proverbs, when I get a scripture like this, I put GSL. God speaks and I listen. Okay. You get your symbols for going through, but you're going to find as you're reading, there's common things. And if Holy Spirit illuminates common things, that's probably what he's revealing to you to deal with.
Amen.
And don't put that on anybody else.
Right.
This is your revelation. Oh, that's another one. Okay. Stop to listen. It says in verse 24, say, I pleaded with you again and again, yet you have turned a deaf ear to my voice. Oh my gosh. How many times has he spoken to us? He's spoken to me. I turn a deaf ear. Or wait till we get to another scripture, tell you what most of us do, or what I do often when I read. Verse 33. The one who always listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace. The one who listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace in the midst of crises. Woo! The peace that passes all understanding. If I'm listening to him, I got the peace that passes all understanding. Not as the world gives, give I you. Notice what it says. The one who always listens to me will live undisturbed in a heavenly peace, free from fear. Not only free from fear, but confident and courageous. That one will rest unafraid and sheltered from the storms of life. He who is always listening, he that has an ear to hear. So we must be able to hear. And he who is always listening will live undisturbed. They'll think you lost your mind out there. They want to put you away, don't you? Yeah, I know what's going on, but I'm undisturbed by it. I'm unafraid. Fear is broken. That's chapter 1. Chapter 2. Verse 2, so train your heart to listen when I speak. Oh my gosh. It doesn't come just by, you know, praying it. You train your heart. The 3 D's I give at this time of year, and Holy Spirit just pops it in my mind. The 3 years is a desire. People start the year off with a desire to change. But desire never brings the manifestation. By the end of January, that desire's gone. The second D is discipline. That's the hard part. You have to discipline yourself. So teach yourself to hear. Train yourself to hear his voice. It's learning to be quiet. It's learning to be still. It's doing his way. I think I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to listen to a message. I'm going to, you know, read the word. I'm going to, you know, do it his way. Jesus got up a great deal before daylight and went to commune with the Father. He got up before all the noise of the earth started. He didn't take anybody with him. He left his cell phone, his Bible, left his coffee cup, left his pen, left his paper. Some of you, this is going to be cutting because it's going to be a whole new lifestyle. You're calling out for answers, but you determine how you're going to get them. And he says, no, he who listens to me and hears my voice. In fact, and Dr. Dave was preaching the sermon this morning out of Matthew chapter 7. The wise man who builds his house upon the rock. and the foolish man who builds his house on sand. Both hear the word, but the foolish one not only hears it, but he does it. And I want to say the first thing of doing the word is you got to get it in your mouth. We think it's doing an activity. Apostle Linda talked about Mary and Martha yesterday. I just got a little dose of it. But there's time. It doesn't mean you check out of life. But when you're being a Martha, you can hear the voice of God. Yeah. It doesn't mean you stay always at the feet of Jesus. There's time Mary had to get up from the feet of Jesus and go serve. But in the serving, in the crises, we can hear the voice of God and be undisturbed. Amen. We're going to be effective in our activity more than ever. I love hearing reports from our grandchildren and others that on their jobs are getting promotions. And they're not the most qualified to get promotions, but they're getting promotions because you can't teach character. And all they're doing is showing up on time. Well, that's another testimony. So it says, so train your heart to listen when I speak and open your spirit wide to expand your discernment. Then pass it on to your sons and daughters. You can't pass on what you're not doing. And the trouble is we passed on to them what we are doing, and it's not doing them any good like it's not doing you any good. Keep doing the same thing over and over, and you'll keep getting the same thing you got. So evaluate, has your lifestyle changed in areas doing the same thing over and over? So train your heart to listen. Then it says in verse 5, then you will discover the fear of the Lord and find true knowledge of God. Wisdom is a gift from generous God, and every word he speaks is full of revelation. That's key. Why do you have an ear to hear? Because every word he speaks is full of revelation. We're going to be unpacking his revelation for eternity. You think you're just doing it down here? No, we're going to be doing it. So this is chapter 2. Let's see, I don't have anything else in Jude. Let's go to chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 11. I love this one. My child, when God speaks to you, never take his words lightly. If you believe this is the word of God, then don't just, oh, that was a good word. What are you doing with the word? Never take his word lightly. And never be upset when he corrects you. Oh my goodness. There's going to be a lot of, you know, sometimes, I don't want to hear that. That's not the way I am. Says that's the way you see yourself, but this is what you really are. Oh no, I'm not that way. He sees the intentions of your heart. Not just your intentions, but the intentions of the heart. I love this. Chapter, verse 6 of chapter 3 says, become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Boy, that's a deep word. Whatever you do, become intimate with him first before you do it. Instead of doing it and then asking him to be a part and be intimate with what you're doing. It's kind of like that sign that says, God is my co-pilot. He's not going to ride with you. He's reversing the seats. It says in chapter 3, I got another scripture here. Be intimate with him whatever he does, whatever you do. It says, let your, verse 3 says, let your life be shaped by integrity with truth written upon your heart. So what is integrity? It's truth written on your heart. Not just doing the right things. I had the definition of integrity. Integrity is doing right even when no one's watching you. I tell you, I have a real issue. You know, this is pet peeve. I better be careful. This is my conviction. I can't throw garbage out or stuff on the ground. Even though no one's looking, if I do it, I'm under conviction, I'll pick it up. I'll go even deeper. I poop a scoop, my dog's mess, when I'm walking her. No one's watching. That means I got a bag to pick up my dogs. Say, you don't have to do it. I don't have to. Even if, well, everybody else. I'm saying that because we had an issue here that someone in the neighborhood, our lawn around our church is like landmines right now. So pray for Laura and Mike. We had to clean it up and we had to watch our attitude this week. Yeah. Chapter 4. Let's get chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 10. No, verse 5 says this. So make wisdom your request. Search for revelation of life's meaning. Don't let what I say go in one ear and out the other. I cannot tell you the number of times that I've read in the morning. I said, wow, this is good stuff. But by noon, I can't remember what I read. It goes in one ear and out the other. Don't let what you hear go in one ear. Or do this. You analyze it. Wow, that's for my brother. So-and-so needs to be doing this scripture. Excuses and that. I think there's a scripture I'm going to come. Verse 10. My son, if you take the time to stop and listen to me and embrace what I say, you will live a long and happy life full of understanding every way. How many want to live a long life? Not just a long life, but a happy life. Then embrace what he's saying. Amen? So stop and listen. Let's see if there's anything. Yeah. Verse 20. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything I teach you. How careful are you to listen to everything he teaches you? And pay attention to all that I say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then as you unwrap my words, they will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, so they affect all that you are, for they affect. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellsprings of life. Avoid dishonest speech and pretentious words. Be free from using perverse words no matter what. Wow, that was just chapter 4. Chapter 5, verse 1. I got GSL on this. God speaks and I listen. Just one way. Listen to me, my son, for I know what I'm talking about. Wow, what a revelation. God says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And God says, I know what I'm talking about. Discussion's over. When he speaks it, that's it. You don't have to debate it. You don't have to, but you don't know me, God, but he does know you. He knew you before you were formed. He knows you better than anyone else. He does know. I love this. Isn't Ring the Passion kind of comical? I think it's kind of comical because, boy, it says it just the way it is. Listen to me, my son, for I know what I'm talking about. Listen carefully to my advice. In other words, you know, it's not saying this is an option. See if you're going to believe it or not. So wisdom and discernment will enter your heart. Then the words you speak will express what you have learned. Wow, that's heavy, Revy. I just throw in one in chapter 5, verse 21. For God sees everything you do. Well, I was about 12 years old and doing something I knew I was being disobedient. I'll tell you what we were doing. My younger brother, Roger, you know who he is. He's been here. Roger was always the initiator. I was the obedient one, but sometimes he would entice me. And we go behind the garage, and one time he got a hold of a cigar. And he thought it'd be a good idea if we smoke a cigar. So we're back there behind the garage smoking the cigar. My dad walks behind there. He says, oh, you guys want to smoke a cigar? So he made us smoke the whole thing. Somehow I had this idea if I got behind the garage, God couldn't see me. That's how we kind of act, though. I'm in my house. It's my house. I'm just, okay. For God sees everything you do, and his eyes are wide open as he observes every single habit you have. Oh my goodness. So Proverbs is going to deal with habits that are keeping you out of godliness. Proverbs this year is going to take away every excuse you have. If you read Proverbs like that, and you know, verse 7, or chapter 7, verse 1. So that's where we are today. Stick close to my instructions, my son, and follow some of my advice. I'm telling you, our mind reads that. All my advice, if you do what I say, you will live well. Guard your life with my revelation truth, for my teaching is as precious as your eyesight. Treasure my instructions and cherish them within your heart. Say to wisdom, I love you, and to understanding, you're my sweetheart. Woo! Have a romance with the word. Didn't we sing that this morning? Have a romance with Holy Spirit. And then I love chapter 8. When you get in chapter 8, it's so full of wisdom of God. And get in there. So ask Holy Spirit to illuminate. Holy Spirit will illuminate the revelation you need each day you read. Pull that out. Look for other times you get confirmation through Proverbs. If you want to really turn and go about it. Dutch Sheets did a great thing on Friday, and I don't watch Dutch every day and give me 15. But I look at his titles, and his titles entice me. I listen to it. So his title, I thought, what is he talking about in this title? I can't remember the title. This was he talking about. This year is going to be a year of redefining repentance. And repentance is three things. The first thing repentance is, it's, hey, I'm sorry I got caught. I'm sorry. There's a remorse in you. And so you're going to, first of all, when it starts to reveal something, because he knows all your habits, and he reveals something, the first thing is, Lord, I'm sorry. I mean, you got caught. You're remorseful. I'm going to change. That's the first reaction. The second thing we do, we skip number 2 and we go to number 3. Number 3 is because repentance is to turn and go into the opposite direction. Let me ask you, how's your New Year's resolutions working? When you decide I'm going to turn. It's just a matter of time that you turn around, you go back. Because we have not got a revelation of number 2. And that's what I want to tell you. The revelation number 2 is Holy Spirit must reveal it to you. Amen. Without revelation, there's no repentance. When Holy Spirit reveals to you, it's more than just godly sorrow and remorse, and it's more than just turning back. You know God is displeased with it. And it came by revelation. That's why I'm saying, if he gives you a revelation, don't go try to preach it and put it on someone else. Are you found? So you can read that was unfried, not read it. You can watch it. I guess you can read it too. Dutch Sheets on Friday, give them 15. And he talks about a restoration of true repentance. God is bringing us back to true repentance. Is more than just getting caught and being sorry for it. How many people have, I'm sorry. You're small kids, man. And they hardly get out of your sight and you're doing it again. They're only sorry because they got caught. And if they know they're going to get, well, I can't say that. They might take us offline. They're going to get paddled. There might be remorse. And they might turn around for a day or two. But until they have a revelation of what they're doing is wrong, until you have a revelation that God is displeased. So when you're I'm praying, if you take this up, you know, it's kind of like Mission Impossible. If you take this mission, yeah, Amy will play it for us. It's serious. Because God is serious. He's going to have a people without spot and wrinkle. And there's going to be no excuses. So you get into Proverbs and don't just do it this month. It's a desire right now, but get it to be a discipline. And then the third D, and I didn't tell you the third D. The third D is a delight. I cannot get up and start the morning without some aspect of reading the Word or praying in the Spirit. It's a delight. It was a challenge when I started it years ago. I mean, it was agony. I did it, you know, just out of obedience, but obedience won't help you. You know, you got to stay in it until it becomes a delight. And you know it's a delight when you got to have it. I can't leave home without hearing God's voice. Because here, in the way I say in the morning, sometimes at night it's too late. Amen. The day is over. You need it for today. I tried to finish that. I got 20 minutes in the car. You say, when you find time? I got 20 minutes in the car. That's how long it takes me to get here from our house. 20 minutes in the car, shut the radio off, pray in the Spirit. I get the downloads. In the morning, I got a devotion that's nothing but the Word. I read the Word. Apostle Linda and I read the Word. Now we're reading the Proverbs out loud to each other, taking turns. Amen. Start the day with setting your mind on things above. Proverbs is God's just way of doing life. In living. Amen. So I want to just encourage you. I know it's hard. The enemy's going to try to take you out of this. Someone said it's kind of like the plumber we had that was doing some work for us. And he hired a young man and told the young man that I'm going to pay you. And I'm going to mentor you. And I'll make my business available to you. And hiring him. The night before the young man started, he called the fellow and he says, what time do you start? We start work? He says, 8 o'clock. He says, I can't start at 8. Plumber says, well, why can't you start at 8? He says, I got to walk my dogs. The guy says, get up earlier and walk your dogs. He says, I can't do that. I made myself a vow when I graduated from high school, I wouldn't get out of bed until 9 o'clock. I want to see that kid in 5 years or 10 years, see how that's working for him. He's going to take away all your excuses.
Come on.
Say, I don't get up that early. It's your choice. Amen. Father, I thank you right now. We're living into one of the most critical times this world has ever known. And yet, Father, you're not caught off guard. You knew it. And you have shown us what's to come. You're wrapping things up, and we hear about end time preaching, but Father, part of the end time preaching is you're coming back for a bride without spot and without wrinkle. And you're bringing back with you when you come to set order from all this chaos, divine order and rule and reign. You're coming back with those that look just like you, that have the word of God in their mouth. And the word is a two-edged sword that's ruling and reigning. So you're teaching us to rule and reign right here, right now, this year. You're teaching us how to govern ourselves from the inside out. We thank you, Father, the very core of our being. The spirit man on the inside is communing with Holy Spirit, and he's speaking the truths of God, and you have given us an ear to hear. So we thank you that as we get into the book of Proverbs, we thank you, Holy Spirit, you're extracting revelation. You're bringing just information, and you're bringing into revelation. Every area of our life is under scrutiny. And it's coming before you this year. And we thank you that you said, choose you this day. Choose life. And so we thank you that your word is spirit and it is life. And so, Father, we thank you. I pray right now that the eyes of our heart, as we give ourselves over to Proverbs a day, we thank you every day. Yes. You'll speak to us because we have an ear to hear. That we'll learn how to listen. We'll learn how to be still. We'll learn how to train our spirit man. That our spirit man might be expanded in discernment. Because we need great discernment in this coming year. We're going to have to know the lies of the enemy. And it can only come by knowing truth. And Holy Spirit, you're the spirit of truth. So as we hear your voice, we're going to hear truth. And your promise is, Father, that if we walk in what we hear, that, Father, we'll live a life that is pleasing to you, but more important, a life of peace, unafraid, free of fear. So I thank you that this year is a year of breakthrough for your church, that we're breaking out, that all creation is groaning. Creation does not have the answers. Government does not have the answers. Man does not have the answers. Medical science doesn't have our answers. The global business does not have the answers. And so we thank you that we can be, Father, a step ahead as we hear your voice. We can be leaders. We can, Father, rule and reign, starting from the inside, governing ourselves. So we thank you that you have given us a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us. And we thank you every day. We'll stir up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That, Father, the revelation we get from your word will stir up, Father, that faith as we pray in the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that as we commune with you, that we become intimate with your word. We become intimate with Holy Spirit. And we thank you, it's your word and your spirit. It's breaking out in the earth, and it's breaking out in your church, in your body. And we thank you, we honor you for considering us and inviting us to be a part of what you are doing, to rule and reign with you, that you're raising up a kingdom and priest of God Almighty that are exercising your word, Father, not only in our heart, but confessing with our mouth, releasing it in Jesus' name. Father, I declare this be a year of great breakthrough, not just here and there, little pockets. But Father, I thank you that it's going to be a year of suddenlies.
Yes.
We're going to break out of things that have held us in bondage for long times.
Yes.
Even generational curses are going to be broken. Because we're choosing right now to walk in your truth. And we thank you for those that continue in your word, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And so we thank you. This is a year of setting the captives free.
Yes, Lord.
We're breaking out of, Father, old mindsets. We thank you that, Father, we're bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, your word. We thank you this is a year, Father, that the word is becoming flesh, just like Jesus, the word of God, became flesh and manifested in the earth. This is a year your church is going to manifest in great dimensions of your glory. We thank you that we're part of that. Thank you for the invitation to be a part of what you are doing. We just thank you. We praise you. I welcome Holy Spirit to be upon all those that, Father, as they're reading, that go beyond Proverbs, but it go into the rest of Scripture right now. That your word is alive. It's an open door. So you say, come on up, for it's an open heaven of revelation. Thank you. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give him praise. Let's stay in this together. We're running together. Amen. In this region, things are going to get crazy. But in the great and terrible day of the Lord,
amen,
they're going to happen simultaneously. Isaiah chapter 60. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And in the midst of gross darkness, the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So the great, you get to choose, is it going to be great or terrible?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Choose you this day. God bless you. Pray for sickness, communion. So I think we've done good. We give them the prayer of salvation. You prayed with us, you're saved. If you need any extra prayer, just talk to someone around you. We're all believers. How many are believers here? These signs shall follow them that believe. Shall lay hands on sick. So if you need prayer, you got a lot of believers here to lay hands on. Amen? Go in the power of his might. Enjoy first Sunday. Wow. Woo! Let's go.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.